couple sixth graders. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Catherine.
And my name's Reed.
And the sixth graders are going to bring you some announcements and some facts and some fun stuff for the week. Take it away, sixth graders.
Good morning, Hillsborough Elementary. Today is Monday, September 8th. And lunch today is pulled pork. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Here is this week's Borough Chat.
The rule we have here at our school is be respectful.
Being respectful helps everyone feel welcome and safe.
When we act respectfully, we listen carefully to each other and help each other and try to understand how someone else feels.
When we speak respectfully, we use friendly words and say please and thank you.
We don't call each other names.
This week, think about how you can act and speak in respectful ways in the classroom, hallway, lunchroom, and out at recess.
Great job, sixth graders. You guys know what a burrow sounds like?
Eeyore!
I needed an excuse to push that button. All right, we were talking before we started recording about a couple books and book series that you guys have been into lately. I want you to give you a chance to talk to our audience about those books.
Okay, so here's the thing with my book. I used to think that the series was called Haddix, but that's just her last name. It's Margaret Peterson Haddix.
Oh, Peterson.
And I thought that that was the name of the series, but no, they have different names. And now I'm reading a completely new series because I read the first book and Ms. Dryberg didn't have the second book.
I feel like a lot of people's last names are Peterson.
It is probably a common last name, isn't it? So yeah. Do you want to give us a little brief, no spoilers, but what was that book about, or what was your favorite part about it?
So it was about this government and the population police. It was a thriller, so a lot of little kids won't like this, but
Thriller Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah. And you said
the government, you can only have two kids. You can't have three because people will starve, apparently. And so a lot of people have three kids. And there's this group called the Third Children that only rich people can go to. And he has this neighbor who also has a third child. And he sneaks over there this year. And yeah.
That's interesting. You have a lot of kids in your family, so you would have to be that'd be illegal. You'd have to be sneaking around if you live in this dystopian world.
Yeah. So only the twins could walk around because they're the firstborn.
Okay. Huh. I feel like that's something I might like to read.
Yeah.
And what were you saying, Reed? You a hunting series?
Yeah. I was gonna say a hunting series. It's a book that it's a series that a lot of books have hunting in them, and there's two authors that make two separate series, but they're both about hunting, and I just finish them really quick and easy. And Mrs. Driver's you finish those too quick. You gotta pick a different one.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I'm no, that's the only book I like.
But there's more of them by that same author then that you,
yeah.
Okay, good.
But it's still kind of short.
Yeah.
Quick, easy reads, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just kind of cranking through them and reading a few different of these hunting books.
Yeah.
Is it the same character in each, or is it just the same author who's creating a new story with each book?
There's different people, but there's this one author, the different author. I call him the rip-off author because, I don't know, and they call him Lucky Luke.
Lucky Luke?
Yeah.
That's the character or that's the author?
That's the character.
Okay.
And then his parents call him Lucky Luke because he always gets pheasants, or he always gets deer, fish.
Oh. Catherine, are you enjoying the microphone?
Gotta get some ASMR up in here.
Okay. You guys want to... That's going to be loud for the listeners when they turn it on, so let's stop with the tapping. You guys, off air, before we recorded, you said you wanted to... talk about your favorite lunches, didn't you? Yeah. Did you say, okay, share with us. What's your favorite lunch at school?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be the barbecues because they're really good. And sometimes I put, like, the chips in them.
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, the sloppy
Joe. You put
Joes.
The potato chips on the on the barbecue and then put the bun on. Ooh, okay. Someone said barbecue last week, too.
I'm pretty sure that was Ace.
Yeah, I think that was Ace, was it?
Okay. I want to ask about our week goal, our borough chat, we call it, of being respectful. Because you guys are the sixth graders and you're the leaders. So I want you to maybe think of something, give a little advice to the younger students. This was the last sentence that we read. Think about how you act and speak in respectful ways in the classroom, hallway, lunchroom, and at recess. Do you guys have any advice for younger kids on respect?
Listen to your teachers.
I think it's like, if I were to give like students like advice to do stuff, I would say when you do something wrong and the teacher yells at you, it always feels bad. But then when you do something good and the principal or someone else, the teacher, they give you advice, you feel really good about that. So I would say stick with doing good things.
Nice, yeah, that's a good point. It does feel really good to get recognized for a good thing that you did, right? Has that ever happened to you guys?
Today.
Yeah?
Just now.
Yeah, because right before we started, I gave you a compliment, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened to you too, where someone has said something nice or a compliment or said, thank you for doing this, and it feels good to do the good thing, right? Feels good to do the right thing. Okay. Well, I do need to get you guys back to class. It took me a while to get it set up, didn't it? But we better end with, you said you had a good joke to share, and you said you had a riddle to share, so I'm excited to hear both of these.
Okay.
Go ahead with the joke.
I have a knock-knock joke. Okay. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting cow who?
Moo!
You're supposed to
say. Moo!
That one went right over my head.
It's about a cow, too, and he's tied to a 15-foot rope, and his bull is 25 feet away, but he still gets to his food or his dish, and how?
He's tied to a 15-foot rope. He's got a 15-foot rope, and his dish is 25 feet away. How does he get to his food dish?
His rope's not tied up.
Is that it? It's not connected to anything on the other end?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, bro.
Nice.
No, I didn't even know that one. I just kind of guessed.
Great.
Oh.
Anything else you guys want to say on the...
Bye! Moo.